The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Due to budget issues, Eric's been replaced by a cranky secondhand robot named Dr. Nuts and Bolts.
We assume you won't mind, but if sparks shoot out your radio, you'll know why.
So stand back.
And now, here's Eric 2.0.
Hey, thanks. I feel like Eric 2.0 today.
You kind of look like him,
yeah.
Too.
Okay, now, we've got 2 hours.
We got 2 full hours ahead.
2 hot hours today with David Bonson. He's been on this program before. There's certain people, you talk to them and you think, I could talk to this guy forever. He is so brilliant. I won't say anything. You're going to hear from him in a couple of seconds. But he's a financial expert, but he's a tremendous thinker. He just wrote a book. We're going to be talking about this on Elizabeth Warren and about how her vision for America is, you know, profoundly flawed. And I have to say...
Especially economically.
Well, obviously.
Obviously.
But you know something? I rarely do this where I tweet something out where you can tell that I'm a little bit angry. I think we discussed this in the program yesterday, right?
Yes.
She put out a tweet, and I thought... Now, I'm sorry, she didn't put out a tweet, but she made some statements about Trump's judicial appointees, and she said that they are racist. All and right. I thought, folks, this is not acceptable. This is not if you are redefining racism as quote unquote systemic racism. So anytime somebody has an economic policy you don't like, you call them racist.
Yeah,
that is truly sick. Like, we have to call these things what they are. That is really sick. It's despicable. It's manipulative. And so she, even if she were a person that I disagreed with, I could say, well, she's a nice person. But when you leap over and you start making statements like that, you're really contributing to the confusion of the whole culture. So it's bad. So we're going to be talking about her and about her vision later today. We're also going to talk to Luke Goodrich about the president's faith, religious freedom initiative.
Yes.
Very recently he made some statements. Some new legislation. I'm not clear on it, but one thing I know is it's extremely important. What I read about it, I thought, this is amazing that this president has done this. So I want to hear from Luke Goodrich. And the rest of the week, we've got all kinds of stuff.
We have a great week.
Tomorrow, we got Jenna Ellis.
Oh, love her.
She is going to be talking about some of the same stuff, what the president's doing with religious liberty and about impeachment. She's been on Fox News a lot on Hannity talking about impeachment. And tomorrow, we also have Stephen Strang and John Zmirak, and on it goes. But at the end of the week, we're doing a special Socrates in the City presentation. Stephen Meyer, I interviewed him a few years ago at Socrates in the City, one of the best ones I've ever done.
Yeah.
He is one of the architects of the intelligent design movement. He is a genius scientist. And just talking to him about evolution, intelligent design, creationism, absolutely fascinating. That is, we're going to be playing that on Friday. And on it goes. Okay, Albin.
Yes.
We're doing a fundraiser with CSI. We're continuing it through this month. I got the news that we crossed the $300,000 threshold.
Amazing. Oh.
Our original goal was $77,000.
Oh, we failed.
We could not hit it. No. We went right past it and over $100,000, $200,000, and now over $300,000. So, folks, this month, which is now, you know, what do we have, 9 days left, we're asking you, if you have not yet given, we want everyone who can possibly participate to participate. So it doesn't matter what you give as long as you give something. Don't be embarrassed if you say, well, I can't give $250. We don't care. You give whatever you can give. Some people can give $20. You give what you can give. The point is to participate in freeing slaves. What could be more spectacular? When I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico, two people came up to me and said, an older man came up to me and said that my wife, for my birthday, gave me this present that she said she had sent CSI $250, and a human being who was enslaved is going to be freed because of this gift. And I thought, what more could you ever do? What an amazing thing that this organization exists. There's so many wrongs in the world that you just can't do anything about it. But here you have CSI on the ground. They've developed these relationships over many years with people who are, you know, they're indigenous. These are the people who live there. They understand how it works and how they can smuggle these people out. They don't buy them. This is the other thing, is that it's important to know that they don't buy them out of slavery, because that would be rewarding the slave master with money, and then it makes it an incentive to enslave people. But they do provide them with a cattle vaccine because these people are tribesmen, herdsmen. They have cattle. There are diseases. And so they work out something, and then they take the rest of the money and they use it to get this former slave, once they're brought to freedom, on their feet, and they establish them and give them food and all kinds of things. It's just it's really extraordinary. It's Christian Solidarity International. They're the only organization freeing South Sudanese people from slavery. They cannot do this without your help. That's why they come to this program, because they know I have an audience that understands that there's nothing better than being able to use your money to buy somebody out of a life of horror. We have some of these stories. I mean, young girls being repeatedly raped. You know, these things are happening in the world, and we have to understand that just because it's not happening around us, we can't ignore it. There are many terrible things happening here, but you can't compare it, really, to this sort of thing. It's monstrous. And so I want to encourage you, go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see at the top there's a banner. Anything you give, if you give $100, we want to reward you by giving you a free subscription to Metaxas Super. That means commercial-free podcasting. You can listen to the show 2 hours a day, no commercials. A lot of people want that. Now, by the way, you can buy that. You can buy Metaxas Super, but we're going to give that to you for free if you give $100 as tax-deductible, $100 to this organization. And every penny goes to the organization. We also want to say that anybody who gives $500, we give you a number of free books and things, and of course, 5 subscriptions to Metaxas Super, so you can give them to friends. We give you the codes. And we invite you to come into the studio.
Come visit us.
There's food here for you.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can come, and people
will still be here when you get here.
The food will still be here.
It'll still be here, yeah.
We changed it once a month. But basically, when people say, well, if I'm coming to the studio, is it just me for $500, or is it? No. If you give $500, it's you, it's your family, it's whoever you want to bring. We're not going to, you know, put a number on it. You and your, you know, group of people you want to come, we'd be delighted to see you.
Less than 1,000, let's put it that
way. Yeah, once it gets up past 800, where do we put these people?
Little tight in here.
It's a beautiful studio, but it's not like we have seating for too many people. But the point is that we would love to have you here.
It's an intimate setting, and it's wonderful.
It's true. And if we get any more than 10 people, one of them has to sit on Albin's lap. Which, you know what? You're a nice guy.
I enjoy
it. Always works out. We've never had any problems.
Yeah,
so
no problems.
Let me just say this.
I'm not Joe Biden.
We
let's
have.
Just put it
oh
that
my
way.
Gosh.
Okay. No. Let's go on.
Okay. So
there's a phone number.
Yeah.
Phone
I want to give you the phone number. There are people that would prefer to call up to talk to somebody. So we're going to give you the phone number. I will say it slowly. 888. 253-3522. Again, 888-253-3522. I'll say it again. You go to MetaxasTalk.com and click on the banner. or you can call. Now, again, I want everyone to participate because we only have a few days left in this. And it is truly an amazing, extraordinary opportunity that you get to use your money. I don't know what you're doing with your money, but if you can spare some of it for just about the greatest cause I can think of, the number is 888-253-3522. And when these folks are freed, you know, they have to be walked under cover of night to a place that is safe. So this is not like easy. This is a big deal that CSI does this. And then they set them up. They celebrate their release with a meal, with prayer. They give them medical care. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that goes along with this. So I want you to know that it's just beautiful that CSI exists. I think I'm going to have dinner with the head of CSI or lunch in the next month. We're looking into that because he's going to be coming to New York. I look forward to meeting him. I want to say again the phone number, 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. And anybody out there who can give $10,000 tax deductible, we'll spend the evening together. You get all this stuff, plus we can have dinner together at a mutually convenient time. I always offer that for these organizations as a way if somebody wants to do that. So, again, the number 888-253-3522. We'll be back with David Bahnsen. He's terrific.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my
own. Hey there, folks. If you've been listening to this program for some time, you have heard me at least once, probably twice or three times, interviewed David Bahnsen. He's the founder, managing partner, and chief investment officer of the Bahnsen Group, a bi-coastal private wealth management firm managing over $2 billion in client assets. He's consistently named as one of the top financial advisors in America by Barron's, Forbes, and the Financial Times. But what do they know? Welcome, David Bahnsen.
Good to be with you again.
Listen, you've written a book. You really surprised me with this one. I've had such wonderful conversations with you in the past. You're a joy to talk to about anything, but I never thought I'd be talking to you about Elizabeth Warren. Wow. You have a brand new book, Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. Not that there's anything wrong with that. What led you, my friend, to write, you're this financial guru genius, to write on Elizabeth Warren?
Well, let me start with what didn't cause me to want to write the book and then answer your question positively. I think a lot of would assume that because I'm sort of a Wall Street guy, manage money, Elizabeth Warren is well known as being a hater of big finance, very kind of detrimental to capital markets, that there's sort of an investment angle on this. She famously kind of was the brainchild behind the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that Obama set up in the aftermath of the financial crisis. It's been an utter disaster. And so I could understand, as some would think, that my issue with Elizabeth Warren is related to finance, but it is not. There is no issue that stirs me more than what I believe is the aspirational society, the concept of the free and virtuous society that my friends at the Acton Institute and other think tanks have made their sort of life mission. Those who believe in a distinctly American idea of religious freedom juxtaposing with economic freedom. Elizabeth Warren is not just a big government liberal, although she's certainly that. She is doing something right now that is, to me, the biggest risk that America has for its future. And I think a lot of it overlaps with one of your books, of course, about If You Can Keep It. This idea that everybody in our society has someone to blame for what's not right in their life.
Right.
Her message, her unique value proposition as a candidate, is that the middle class is being hurt purposely by a big bank, by an insurance company, by a medical company, by energy, and it is utter nonsense and biographically and existentially strikes at the core of what I'm passionate about.
I'm sorry, what? That was so. There's a lot there, David. So let's go back and take it a phrase at a time. Almost, you're talking about big stuff when you talk about when you reference the Acton Institute. This idea of the free and virtuous life. Talk about that, because that's to me what we are talking about. It's not about capitalism. It's not about democracy. It's about what those things can give us and have to some large extent
given us, but it's a bigger picture. Virtue, which is, you referenced my book, If You Can Keep It, without virtue, without a vision of the good life, a life with meaning and purpose and all that, then the capitalists, the free markets, you know, they can just deliver us, you know, better pornography and drugs, and it's not anything beautiful and wonderful. So you're talking about a vision of life, and you're saying that her vision is the greatest threat to that.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I think that I start in my defense of free markets, not with the Lockean liberal order, not with Adam Smith, not with 1776, and not with Milton Friedman and other 20th century pioneers. Now, everything I just said is vitally important to the story of freedom in our country and in our economy. I start at creation. I start with the theological belief that God created man in his image to flourish. He created man with dignity. He created mankind because he wanted that companionship and wanted to see man be co-creators with him. And Genesis 1 is the economics textbook to end all textbooks. And from there, I derive an anthropology about the human person, about the human condition, that drives everything I believe about freedom and democracy. I very much appreciate the Lockean liberal order for opening the floodgates for this to happen. I very much believe that we need to be grateful for the Lockean liberal order, including, by the way, some of the negative things that have come from that. Greater access to pornography and things are a downside of Western and hedonistic distribution, if you will. And yet, we have the tools available to provide the good life to more people than has ever been possible in human history. And the tools by which that has come about, the Protestant work ethic, I made reference to this general liberal order, a respect for freedom in society, choice. All these things are being undermined by the idea that we are victims, and what we need to get rid of victimhood is a centralized power that will adjudicate social justice.
Okay, now this sounds to me like, you know, the swan song of the Marxists and the Bolsheviks. You hear this over and over. Yeah. Things stink. Here's the solution. Blame somebody and then make it this dialectic battle between us and them. We need to crush them. They are the ones in power. When we come to power, it'll be different. It's never worked. It cannot work any more than you can build a bridge if you believe 1 plus 1 equals 2.5. Like, it'll never work. But it's the swan song that we hear over and over again, and it's simply wrapped now in a dramatically, well, maybe not so dramatically, but in somewhat dramatically different way, because, you know, Elizabeth Warren doesn't come across like a Lenin. And yet she's espousing ideas that have hurt millions of people.
Well, and this is the thing that the left does not get enough credit for how smart they are. In the aftermath of an embarrassing failure like 20th century Leninism, in the aftermath of that failure to deliver to the proletariat, and the failure of militaristic communism around the globe, and in the success of the Cold War and the defeat of Soviet communism, what the left has done is promote vigorously, and by the way, Eric, I hate saying it, successfully, the doctrine of cultural Marxism. So, well, it isn't militaristic. It isn't totalitarian. There are not machine guns in Eastern Europe necessary for this battle right now. It is done at the universities. It is done in the arts. It is done apparently in American politics, as I've seen on the Democratic debate stage over the last several months. So this is what she is codifying, is making mainstream what used to be very extreme, even in the Democratic Party. Can you imagine John Kennedy listening to the things that these people have been saying on this debate stage?
Well, this is what's so dramatic, and I've referenced this in a Wall Street Journal article the other day, you know, saying why I would vote for Trump. I mean, it's not very complicated. The Democratic Party, if they were offering up, let's say, a John Kennedy, yeah, you have a totally different conversation. They are now offering up Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Yeah. The dramatic shift to the very radical left is extremely sudden. it's definitive because you don't have anybody with the courage really to stand against it, or if they do, they're not getting any purchase politically. Yeah. So what we're facing is not something a little different. It's not just a little higher taxes or whatever. It's a foundationally different view of our future.
Well, and one of the things that I think we've done wrong on the right is attempt to combat it with arguments that are accurate but not thorough. They're not comprehensive. They don't stir the soul. Leon Cooperman, billionaire hedge funder, wrote the appendix in my book, who wrote a letter defending the idea of aspiration and his success as she's gone and bashed billionaires. But Leon Cooperman can't prosecute this case as a multi-billionaire in Manhattan. The reality is that I am not opposed to wealth tax, and I am not opposed to her trying to tear apart private equity because I want my stock portfolio to do better or because I'm trying to keep more of my hard-earned money. Although I do want the stock portfolio to do better, I do want to keep more of my hard-earned money. That's not the driver, and that's a real important part of the subtitle. I'm not saying, hey, you're going to really hurt the upper class, and then there's a trickle-down effect too, which has sort of been the right's implicit argument, sometimes explicit argument, since Reagan. I am saying directly that the policy portfolio Elizabeth Warren strips at the core of those who most need policy improvement. The middle class in our country will hurt the most from Elizabeth Warren, and she gets to wrap it in this rhetoric and demonization of class envy.
Okay, wow. We're going to be right back. I'm talking to David Bahnsen. It's B-A-H-N. S-E-N, David Bahnsen, the new book, Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. It's Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate is debating procedures for President Trump's impeachment trial. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the first order of business was deciding on a timeline for the trial and said the Senate trial will be more fair than the process used in the House during its investigation. A U.S. citizen who recently returned from a trip to central China has now been diagnosed with a new virus that has sparked an outbreak and stringent monitoring around the world. The man returned to the Seattle area in the middle of last week and was traveling to the Wuhan area where the outbreak began. The man is in his 30s and is in good condition at a hospital in Everett that's outside of Seattle. Stocks are lower in the first trading day of a holiday-shortened week. The Dow is down 190 points. The NASDAQ is off 28. This is SRN News.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If you're a homeowner, I've got great news that could save you money. In response to rising home prices, federal housing officials have stepped in to help make mortgages more affordable. Here's how. Some mortgage loans with specific maximum amounts are backed by government agencies, and those borrowers receive lower interest rates because the government insures them. But now the government is expanding the limits of these types of loans by 10%. Or higher. So what does that mean for you? It means a lot of people with mortgages will now qualify for lower interest rates because of this government expansion, and they don't even know it. So how do you know if you qualify? Easy. Just speak with one of our loan agents and ask if your mortgage now qualifies for a lower interest rate because of expanding loan limits.
For a free quote, visit cashcallmortgage.com or call 800-459-7044. That's 800-459-7044. 800-459-7044.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. There are over 400 programs in the Prager store, and now by becoming a Pragertopia Unlimited member, you can listen to every program in the store. Courses, lectures, show segments, even my Torah teachings. Almost everything I've ever recorded over the last 20 years, over 1,000 hours of program. Of course, Pragertopia Unlimited members get every radio show since 2009 as well. All commercial free on demand. Wow. No, this is a big deal. This is truly a big deal, if I'm allowed to say that about my own work. For a limited time, it's only $119 for an entire year to join Pragertopia Unlimited. Get to listen to every show in the Prager store, every lecture I've given, every course. And you'll get a coupon for 50% off the Rational Bible, Genesis, which is autographed. I put my life into these works. They're meant to change your life, open up your mind, and they make a spectacular gift. Go to Pragertopia.com and sign up. Pragertopia Unlimited.
Hey folks, it's Eric from Texas Show. You can tell by the Electric Light Orchestra playing right now. I'm talking to David Bahnsen about his new book, Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. David, you were just saying that it's not just about demonizing the billionaires and the millionaires and how we would say that that would ultimately, through trickle-down economics, hurt everybody. You're saying no. Her policies and the policies of Sanders and anybody with this mindset directly affects the middle class. How is that?
Well, let me start with just a specific example in her policy portfolio, the energy position she's staked out, wanting to eliminate fracking. I don't imagine you have a ton of Obama administration people on your show, but you, like me, probably have some, you know, New York liberal friends in your Rolodex, and just ask one of them sometime, how many jobs were created in the Obama administration if you take away oil and gas revolution over those 8 years? It's a negative number. Okay, it's millions of jobs directly and indirectly related to that. She has said on day one, I'll issue an executive order banning all fracking. They said, do you mean just on public land, which is what Obama had done? She said, no, all fracking. So who hurts? We already know here in New York, because even though the federal government didn't do it, the governor did. How many jobs have not been created in upstate New York that have gone to the Marcellus in Pennsylvania, Ohio, because of this ridiculous policy blocking what is an environmentally superior solution through natural gas production? She is forget even the foreign policy aspect that it makes Russia the world's biggest provider of natural gas. We became that because of fracking. But the blue
and by the way, that is insane. Like when I realized that we're energy independent, anybody roughly our age, this was inconceivable to me. For decades.
With oil and gas. We talk about it with Saudi Arabia and OPEC on the crude oil side. But think about the natural gas side, heating our homes or powering electricity. Good luck getting Tesla batteries up and running without natural gas, because God knows they're not going back to coal, right?
Right.
So when you look just at her energy standpoint, the millions of jobs that would be eliminated if she followed through on eliminating fracking. But then let's get into the wealth tax itself. This is the one that I think is most important because it seems so obvious. I'm going to tax people. Bernie says over 32 million. She says 50 million. So that number is going to 10 million for both of them real quick. When's the last time any tax stayed where they put it at?
Right.
It works its way down to cover a larger and larger base.
Right.
And the tax isn't going to raise any money. Larry Summers, Clinton's Treasury Secretary, Obama's economic chief, he says it'll raise 12% of what they think. In France, it raised 3% of what they projected.
Okay, so isn't the whole point class warfare?
Well, it is. Now, however, Warren and Sanders both have a massive spending agenda that they are stating the revenue will come from the wealth tax. Elizabeth Warren about quadruple counts that revenue for a whole number of different things, universal preschool, student loan forgiveness, all this other stuff. But my point is going to be not just that it is not going to raise the revenue, they say. By the way, it's patently unconstitutional, just black and white. So it has no chance to get through the Supreme Court either. But even beyond that, this is the belief that I think we on the right have done a poor job communicating. It is not just trickle-down effect, or if you have less wealthy people and they have less money, then they're going to hire less people to do all their, you know, chores for them. They are going to have less capital to do what they do best, which is wealth-creating activities. This belief that wealthy people have this money and they go put it under their mattress while they're flying around to their five-star
hotel.
Look,
this is the fundamental lie in the culture, and I know there are people listening right now who don't understand. Because I didn't understand this even a few years ago. That's how naive I am. But the idea that wealth is not fixed.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a basic idea of capitalism that we can increase wealth. That's a longer conversation. But if you don't believe that, you say we've got a fixed amount of money, capital, and we've got to divide it up differently.
Yeah.
But when you do that, you actually end up decreasing the wealth. So everybody suffers. So you're saying that she is, anybody really, I think, who has socialistic ideas, they really believe it's a zero-sum game, that either the wealthy have the money or the poor have the money. The possibility of creating wealth so that everybody can get more money, they don't believe in that idea.
That's right. And so you have the zero-sum fallacy that you're describing, the belief that wealth is a fixed amount, the not understanding how you grow the wealth pie through knowledge, innovation, value creation. But then you have this belief that their redistribution of the wealth will lead to an optimal allocation, when in fact we know that there are productive uses of capital and non-productive. I promise you, as a reasonably well-off guy myself, that the more money I'm spending on my lawyers and accountants and so forth, that is less productive use of my funds than when I'm going and starting businesses and innovating and doing the things that make our society hum.
Right.
That's middle class. That's not trickle down. This is wealth creating activity. She wants to tax wealth creating activity. We got to quit calling it a wealth tax. It's a tax on activity. It's a tax on production.
It's extraordinary that we're even having this conversation in America at this point. But I guess every generation, you know, you have to go back over the stuff that you thought we had solved this problem. We're going to go to a break here. Folks, I'm talking to David Bahnsen, B-A-H-N-S-E-N. The book is Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. There's a foreword by Sally Pipes. We'll be right back. Albin, I got to tell you something that's becoming a problem for me.
What?
Whenever I see a person in pain, including my family, right? Maybe they're neck pain, back pain, they're limping or something. I always go up to them and tell them about Relief Factor.
Oh,
I'm not a nosy person. I'm not a Budinsky. But sometimes I can't help myself because it's helped me. So I feel sort of obligated. I've known that it's gotten some people out of, like, it's changed their lives. Now, Pete and Seth Talbot, that's the father-son owners of Relief Factor. They send me all kinds of testimonials from people whose lives have been changed. People who, for example, couldn't even drive a car because they couldn't turn the key to start the car. They couldn't golf, or they couldn't cook because they couldn't even open a jar. I mean, it's right. But now a lot of them, their lives have been changed because they took the first step of ordering the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. So let me be a Budinsky. Are you in pain? If so, go to ReliefFactor.com. Folks, ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1-Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Just because it's cold outside, it doesn't mean you need to stop grilling, not if you've got the right grill, and that would be a Solaire infrared grill. Solaire infrared grills perform equally well in the cold of winter as in the heat of summer. Just like you feel warm from the sun when you step out of the shadows, the Solaire infrared burners heat your food directly, not the air around the food like conventional grills do. The intense heat also results in the juiciest food you will ever taste from a grill, gas, charcoal, or otherwise. To get the great taste, it's all about the heat. And Solaire Infrared from BestHotGrill.com gets hotter than anything you've ever experienced. Try it yourself with the Solaire Demo Program. Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Hey, folks, Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow.com are so grateful for you. They've got an offer I don't think you can refuse. It's buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. He says, the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So the Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 and use the promo code ERIC or Metaxas for a limited time. Buy one, get one free by calling 800-978-3057 or just go to MyPillow.com, 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 and you've got to use the code ERIC. If you don't use the code ERIC, you don't get the discount. Check it out.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got
Hey there, folks. This is Eric from Taxi Show. I'm talking to David Bonson, the book's Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. David, you just said that she out and out wants to ban all fracking. Do me a favor, if you can, and explain to me, what do people like Elizabeth Warren have against fracking?
Well, I actually think that the bulk of the people out there say they're opposed to fracking. When you look at, like, what he seems like an earnest, well-meaning guy, like a Jimmy Fallon, who hosts The Tonight Show, right, and he's leading this cause against fracking. I think it's mostly just ignorance.
Jimmy Fallon is leading a cause against fracking?
Yeah, he's a member of one of these celebrity
Not Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Fallon, yeah, who's actually much less political than Jimmy Kimmel.
To Jimmy Fallon? That's crazy. Okay.
But I think that there is, first of all, the obvious side that if they believe all fossil fuels are themselves evil and fracking is increasing the production of fossil fuels. However, the issue with you have a really important problem if you're on the left. You are going to get fossil fuel production from Saudi Arabia and OPEC countries. I'll even add Venezuela in the mix. Iran, they're a good actor, right? Or it's going to be the United States. Now, where do you think cleaner crude is being produced, in the United States or these other countries? So even if you want to talk about the long-term reduction of use of fossil, you still want the pie, the share of fossil production, increasing in the U.S. relative to others because we are significantly cleaner. But here's the only – all that matters, I'm an evidence-based guy to some degree – our carbon emissions has gone down every year as we've had the fracking revolution. Why is that? Because we've replaced dirtier coal and crude with natural gas for so much energy production. Natural gas emits significantly less carbon than does crude oil. So natural gas and fracking, what fracking has enabled in natty gas, is the friend of the environment. Most honest liberals, environmentally stewardship-minded people will admit that. There's kind of crazy people that say that fracking is going to create earthquakes and things out in the future. There's no empirical support for that. But most generic kind of anti-fracking leftism is just because they're so opposed to fossil fuels to begin with.
That's just amazing to me. I mean, it's so ridiculous. When we've heard the president talk recently with this Iran situation that we are energy independent.
Yeah.
I just want to underscore for anybody younger than me, that is just the most insane, staggering thing in my lifetime. We've been beholden to maniacs in the Middle East since time immemorial, and we have had to base our foreign policy
completely
on that. Suddenly, under Trump, We're energy independent. I can't even believe it. I didn't believe it could be possible.
Iran did a drone attack on Saudi Arabian oil fields about 6 months ago or so.
Yeah.
It took out half of Saudi's oil production overnight. And the stock market was up the next day. And oil went up about 3%, which it does, 100 times a year. How is that even possible but for the fact that they knew Texas is the marginal producer of oil on planet Earth?
I mean,
it's a miracle.
This is what I'm saying, that this is basically a miracle. When we're talking about this, this is also more evidence that things can get better. It's not just about we're going down in flames and we need to divide up the pie. We have increased wealth. We have increased many things are getting better. But the idea that the United States of America, which believes in freedom, we are energy independent. I simply can't believe we finally got here.
And I think that we have to ask ourselves, why are we having to make this case? What have we failed to do? I think what we failed to do is present this as a moral achievement. It has geopolitical ramifications, right, which are huge, especially out of the generation, those of us who lived through the leverage, right, that bad actors had over us. But I think morally, I don't understand why we have not made the case. Less people are freezing to death because of this. Less people are starving to death because of this. This is not hyperbole. This is indisputable.
Now, isn't this what we mean when we talk about increasing wealth?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's because sometimes people, like me, who aren't financial types, who say, what does that mean exactly to increase wealth? What is wealth?
And it's why I don't use the term capitalism anymore. Of course, I'm talking to you off air. Am I a capitalist? Yes, Eric, I am. But I don't like the term because it doesn't capture the free and virtuous society,
right,
the concept of free enterprise, the good life, human flourishing. I can go on and on.
Yeah.
I
mean, you get the idea. And again, it is about the middle class, and it is about if you care about, I mean, this is the great irony, right, is that if you really care about the poor, you don't just want to give lip service to it to look cool with your friends, then you have to vote along conservative lines because that is proven to be more successful at helping the poor. But if you want to just virtue signal and you want your friends to think you're cool, you're going to vote for Democrats who have harmed the poor so dramatically. Mm-hmm. Now that 50 years have passed since LBJ's Great Society, longer than 50 years, 55 years, we are basically now looking at a rafts and rafts of evidence that this harms the poor.
And yet probably what you mean by it and what most of us would mean is in the empirical data of how the poverty war has not made anyone economically better off. But what the conclusion of my book tries to hit home the hardest, and this is why I have such a personal thing about Elizabeth Warren's candidacy and God forbid, presidency, where it's really harmed those people the most is existentially, spiritually, culturally, emotionally, not even just economically. They've been deprived of the good life by being told that they are mere victims and that they have been pawns in someone else's political power scheme. That's what the identity politics always does. Class envy does not make friends of the downtrodden, which is the Christian ethic. We are to be friends of the downtrodden, want to lift them up. What Elizabeth Warren is doing is telling them you really are a victim and you can't help it. And I think it is so contrary to the Genesis 1 view of mankind that they're made in the image of God and that they can, in fact, aspire to a better life.
Well, let's be blunt. It's a lie. When you tell people who are struggling these things that you can blame the government or blame the rich or blame the white or whatever, you are lying to them. So first of all, it's not factual. But secondly, you're depriving them of hope.
That's
and
right.
When you deprive a human being of hope that if I work harder, if I keep my head down and don't let this or that get to me, I can get someplace. And you're telling them, no, you can't. It's rigged against you. I mean, I think of my parents. They came to this country with nothing, with accents. They, of course, were discriminated against. My father tells me stories because of his accent and, a darker color skin or whatever. But he put his head down and he kept going because he believed in the system. He was an American patriot and is to this day. Big conversation, very important. I'm talking to David Bahnsen. Folks, don't go away.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump's Senate impeachment trial is underway. Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager, tells the Senate it should follow the House's action against President Trump.
Those articles charge President Donald John Trump with abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The misconduct set out in those articles is the most serious ever charged against a president.
In the president's defense, White House counsel Pat Cipollone tells the Senate President Trump has done nothing to merit removal from office.
These articles of impeachment do not begin to approach the standard required by the Constitution, and in fact, they themselves will establish nothing beyond those articles. You look at those articles alone, and you will determine that there is absolutely no case.
White House Counsel Pat Cipollone. This is SRN News.
Pack Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, NMLS ID 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Offer not available in Washington. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
If you're like most people, then saving money in 2020 is on your New Year's resolution list. At Cash Call Mortgage, that's one resolution we can help you achieve. Right now, we're offering an incredibly low 2.875%. 3.076% APR 15-year fixed loan. So if you have a mortgage interest rate of 2.99% or greater, call us and see how much you can save on your current mortgage payment. We can close your refi in as fast as 20 days with no upfront deposit. If you qualify, we'll even pay your closing cost. At Cash Call Mortgage, our New Year's resolution is to help folks save money and have a happier financial new year.
For a free quote to see if you qualify, visit cashcallmortgage.com. Or call us at 800-299-1364. That's 800-299-1364. 800-299-1364.
Hey, folks, this is Eric Metaxas. I'm talking to David Bahnsen. By the way, you can find him at BahnsenViewpoint.com, where he writes a political viewpoint blog, BahnsenViewpoint.com. David, we haven't touched on the president yet. Anything you want to say there?
Well, I think I'm kind of anxious to see what the feedback I get from my friends on the right is on the book, because I don't talk about President Trump in the book. The book is not a campaign piece for President Trump. It's about Elizabeth Warren. And the other thing I don't do, which I very well could have, but I don't attack Elizabeth Warren. I don't bring up the Pocahontas thing. And those are legitimate issues in the campaign. But they weren't something I was passionate about. I don't think she's the first and won't be the last person who's kind of, you know, exaggerated things or actually point-blank lied about things on her own biography. The reality is that I wanted to focus on the dangers of her policy, because Elizabeth Warren, first of all, she might be out of this race in a month. And God willing, even if she becomes the nominee, she'll be out of the race at the end of this year. This is what she stands for, is what I'm worried about. And so I think that we're in such a tribalistic period of time that I suspect some on the left are going to say, oh, here's this other Trumpkin guy coming in and writing this piece, or folks on the right saying, you know, why aren't you promoting Trump around the book? The reality is that just isn't what the book was about. I think President Trump has a really great opportunity in this campaign to differentiate from the far left extremism in the Democratic Party that we've seen take hold. There's been no one. We just recently got news Cory Booker's dropped out. We know Kamala Harris dropped out. You've had a lot of people who could have, if they wanted to differentiate themselves in this race, go say, I'm the capitalist, I'm the sane person, and I'm better than Trump temperamentally, and I'm better than Sanders ideologically. There could have been some lane for that message. They didn't want to do it. They wanted to triple down on transvestite in prison benefits or something like that. It's been an utterly crazy primary. And yet those issues are going to stick around, and I hope President Trump will really use his microphone to make an argument for freedom and free enterprise. I think it's an important time to be doing that.
And I think that the effects of his policies and his reduction of regulation have led to a situation that is making that case. I mean, it's very hard to argue with the way our economy is going, although people like the New York Times and so on, they will try. But it seems to me extraordinary that in such a short time he was able to achieve what he has with the economy.
Yeah, I think there's a few angles. Of course, we spent a lot of time, one of my prior appearances on your show, talking about the nuances around free trade and this dynamic with China. So that you have trade-related issues. I think that the corporate tax reform was a huge event, and certainly the deregulation has been the biggest needle mover. Look, I'm a conservative. I'm worried about the spending. I don't think that we can ignore the budget-related issues.
He gets a D.
Yeah.
Trump gets a D on the spending. It's very interesting. If we lock the doors, can we persuade you to stay for another segment into the next hour?
As long as the doors are locked and I don't have a choice.
So you have no choice. And, folks, you have no choice either. I hate to say it, but you're not allowed to not listen to the next hour. It's very important. Stick around, David Bunsen. Just a joy to talk with you about all this stuff. It's all important stuff. Your previous book is Crisis of Responsibility. This book is Elizabeth Warren, How Her Presidency Would Destroy the Middle Class and the American Dream. And this is the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back. Just all right, oh yeah.